A lot of these small communities are really tight-knit little areas, and those events that they have on in the smaller towns and regional areas, they're the hub for the year and the one opportunity for the year for people to get together and see people that they not usually see on a regular basis. Obviously, just the social interaction and coming together as a community is really beneficial for everyone involved, and it's just a great opportunity for people to unwind and have a break and just relax and have some fun.
Why do you think the role that you play is an important role, particularly at the moment?
With the drought, obviously, like you said, everybody struggles in the community. It's good to bring a little bit of funding into the local events that usually wouldn't be able to, that you would usually be able to source local sponsorship. It's good to be able to provide a little bit of money towards an event so that that sponsorship doesn't have to come from the local community. It takes the pressure off local business and other individuals.
What are some of the events that you have been involved with?
Yeah, basically, as a start, because I've only been in the role for a couple of months, we've just been supporting the existing local social community events like Gymkhanas and Bronco Branding and things like that and shows. Now, getting later into the year, and especially as things get even drier and those people who did have a little bit of rain, you know, they've got a lot of dry feed or very little dry feed, we are looking at hosting some workshops across the region on how people can apply some drought management strategies to their pasture and livestock. So looking at having a day in some smaller little areas and graziers and anyone in the community, it's free to come along and we'll discuss some nutrition strategies, weaning, looking at diet quality analysis and some other things like that.
You said that you've only been in the role for a couple of months. Just tell us the timeline of funding and the role and things like that.
So the funding was announced in February this year. Suncare, I think, was notified that they were successful in April or March. I started in May, and then this contract runs till the 30th of December 2014.
How effective do you think you could be in your role in terms of supporting a community that's facing tough times if you only get the opportunity to work with the community for a couple of months and then it's uncertain whether you'll get the chance again?
It is really tough. A lot of people ask that question, and I suppose at this point in time, we've just got to get out as much support and do as much as we possibly can to get some events happening. And then also we're looking at some resources and information that we can leave in the community if the funding does end on the 30th of December. I suppose, yeah, it would be hopeful that the funding would extend. Obviously, the drought is not going to end on the 30th of December, so for most people it takes a few years to recover, so hopefully that word feeds back up to higher levels.